AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The weight of the Trump tariffs on the U.S. economy. Fed Chair Jerome Powell telling the Economic Club of Chicago.
The level of tariff increases announced so far is significantly larger than anticipated, and the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth.
President Trump sticking by threats to withhold $2.2 billion in federal funding from Harvard University over alleged anti-Semitic protests on campus. Education Secretary Linda McMahon.
I'm not afraid of the free speech argument at all. Free speech should continue, but hate speech and inciting riots and not peaceful protests is not what can be allowed.
A federal judge says he's found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for violating his orders to turn around planes carrying deportees to El Salvador. High winds, low humidity, bringing critical fire risk warnings, Arizona to Kansas. This is ABC News. Wyoming Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday on abortion rights. At least three top officials at the Pentagon have now been placed on administrative leave as part of the Defense Department's leak investigation. This year's World Car of the Year Awards were handed out at the New York International Auto Show.
It was another big year for the Hyundai Motor Group at the World Car Awards, with the automaker taking home the Electric Vehicle of the Year prize for the fourth year running. Hyundai sister company Kia won the overall World Car Award for the electric EV3 compact. The Chinese automaker BYD also had a strong showing. The BYD Seagull hatchback won Best Urban Car. And Executive Vice President Stella Lee collecting the World Car Person of the Year Award. Mike Dubusky, ABC News at the New York International Auto Show.
A North Carolina bill advanced through the State House gives parents a bigger say in which books are allowed or banned from the state's public and charter schools. That bill now heads to the state Senate. Dave Packer, ABC News.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A Brewers win today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Tigers 5-1 to take that series 2-1. Jose Quintana gets the win. Last night, it was the Brewers' Quinn Priester. Did he know he had a no-hitter going into the sixth?
Yeah, but I also was kind of aware that the pitch count was up there and likely was going to have to turn the ball over, and fortunately didn't turn the ball over with the zero on the hit column still. Jared came in, dominated, got, you know, saved me that run and saved us that run, and the bullpen just shut it down.
College football, Wisconsin Badgers need a new starting left tackle. Luke Fickle announcing that Kevin Haywood suffered a torn ACL during the team's spring practices last Thursday. He'll be out for the season. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard is back on the court after missing the past month with a blood clot in his right calf muscle. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's just really skeleton stuff. No contact. He can exert himself more, which is good.
The Bucks face the Pacers Saturday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse, and adding that the 47th president bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported. I think he was joking. Here's a quick pick. The show Mobland on Paramount Plus is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie directed show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm 3 episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy and a gusty southeast wind in the overnight as morning lows drop to the lower to middle 40s. Increasing clouds Thursday, showers and storms becoming possible in the afternoon. Breezy, highs in the middle 60s. Currently 46 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then all the way from WGBW, Amanda Nimmer joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. The Supreme Court just picked up a debate, a case that could lead to basically the destruction of the U.S. dollar and the U.S. dominance of the world currencies. It actually has nothing to do with the Fed, on its surface. Frankly, I think this could have everything to do with the independence of the Fed, whether Donald Trump can fire Jerome Powell, basically, which he wants to do, but he doesn't have the legal right to do. This all goes back to 1935. In 1935, Franklin Roosevelt wanted to fire a member of the Federal Trade Commission who he felt was sabotaging his efforts. The guy was a Republican. He was, whatever. And the problem is that the Federal Trade Commission people are appointed in a very, very similar fashion to the chairman of the Fed and the members of the Board of Governors. And the law says that those people can only be fired for cause, both the FTC and the Fed. So now here comes this lawsuit about the FTC. This is called the Humphreys Executor. In 1935, Franklin Roosevelt tried to fire this guy, Humphreys Executor, and lost. So the Supreme Court ruled in 1935, no, you cannot fire these people because the law says you can only fire them for cause. You can't fire them because you don't like what they're doing. They have to have committed a crime or refused to show up for work. I mean, you have to have a legitimate reason to fire somebody rather than just you don't like what they're doing or you disagree with what they're doing. And that applied to the Federal Trade Commission, it applied to the Federal Reserve Bank, it applied to multiple other agencies as well. But here we come now, Trump fired a member of the National Labor Relations Board. Again, one of these agencies where you have presidential appointments and once they're in, they're not supposed to be able to be fired unless there is cause. And yet Trump fired a Democratic member of the National Laborers Board and a Democratic member of the Merit Systems Protection Board, which is, associated with that. And both of these people who were fired sued and said, this is illegal. This is a violation of the Humphreys Executive Order 1935 case, where the Supreme Court said, no, the president can't sue the people in positions like us. And the court invited both sides to submit their briefs by the end of the day yesterday. So we don't know yet whether the court is going to grant cert on this, although they have taken this first step of saying, we will read your briefs, which is a big first step. And if they grant cert, it means that they're going to have an actual court case. There's going to be an actual hearing before the all nine justices, and the court will rule on this. And if they rule in Trump's favor, if they say, yes, Donald, you are the king of the executive branch, you can do whatever you damn well please, you can fire these people, then Trump will have the authority under that ruling, unless they specifically exempt the Fed, which is extremely unlikely. Trump will have the power, the authority to fire Jerome Powell, whose term would otherwise, I believe, expire next year. But Trump wants to get rid of him because he wants interest rates to come down because he knows that that'll goose the market. That'll, you know, lift the market, although it'll also lift inflation, which might hurt the market. I mean, you know, who knows? It's pretty hard, you know, when you start doing things that are just not rational, they're not the way things have always been done, they're just, you know, very, very problematic, then it's really hard to predict what the outcome will be. But I just want to put that on your radar screen. This could be a very, very big case in what seems to be this little technical thing about the Department of Labor. So keep an eye on it. Meanwhile, Doge is claiming that they have discovered all kinds of examples of unemployment fraud. Yeah, now, unemployment insurance was put into place in 1934 or 35, I think it was 35, by Franklin Roosevelt. It was part of the New Deal. And Republicans have hated unemployment insurance ever since then. And the main reason why is because unemployment insurance is paid for by employers. My little company that owns this radio program, this radio TV program, you know, every month we have to pay on every single one of our employees, we have to pay into an unemployment insurance fund so that if one of our employees loses their job and qualifies for unemployment insurance here in the state of Oregon, they can claim against that pool of money that we have accumulated over the 22, 23 years we've been doing the show. It's frankly, I don't think it's ever happened to us. Maybe might have happened once. Yeah, I think it did happen once with an employee who got real, real sick. But basically, the idea here is that Republicans don't think employers should have to ever pay for anything. Right? They shouldn't have to pay taxes. They shouldn't have to pay into unemployment. And by the way, you know, unemployment funds help the little people, right? They help the average Joe. They help, you know, they help people who are employed, not the employers. And so Republicans just don't like the little people. They don't like working people. They like their billionaires. They like their bankers. You know, look at George W. Bush bailing out the banksters in 2008. With so many trillions of dollars that the banksters themselves who had crashed our economy were giving themselves $100 million, $1 billion bonuses with this government money that George Bush just kind of lathered all over them. And what's really weird is over on Twitter, you'll find right-wing trolls claiming that it was Obama who bailed out the banks. No, it was Bush. It was at the end of 2008. But anyway, so here's Elon Musk and his so-called Department of Government Efficiency. The Guardian's writing about this, Michael Sonato. In one case, claiming someone who had their birthday listed as the year 2154, and Musk says they claim $41,000. Somebody on X claims they got $41,000, and these claims have just swept across right-wing media. Oh my God! There's all kinds of unemployment fraud, and Fox News is on it, Breitbart is on it, and they're all saying Doge found it. Look at this! Here's one. Here's another one. It's over $1 billion in unemployment fraud. And sure enough, there was over $1 billion in unemployment fraud, $1.1 billion to be specific. But it was unemployment fraud that was found by the Biden administration, that was prosecuted by the Biden administration. Over 2,000 people have been convicted of unemployment fraud by the Biden administration. And now you've got Doge running around going, oh, yeah, we found these people. Look at this, look at this, look at this. In fact, Biden gave the states $2 billion, distributed across 50 states, to conduct their own unemployment insurance fraud investigations. And that's where they found the $1.1 billion in unemployment fraud. So, you know, once again, Doge just BSing us. Why? Well, because they can. I mean, it's just real simple, because they can. All right, what's on your mind today? We've got a lot going on. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's up?
Greetings, program. This is the Tom Hartman program.
Indeed.
Yes, sir. Right. So the bad news is when I was at City Hall in my red shirt, as in the red shirts from Star Trek and the related book, I was not there as mayor or ex-mayor, despite my efforts. I'm trying to tell them all the harsh truths they don't like to hear. The good news is I'm at least starting the process of running for governor as a Democrat. Since everyone loves tariffs, I call my program Tariff by Plate. You cross the border in a car without four plates, you get dinged $1,000.
Yeah, we used to have interstate tariffs in the United States.
See?
Back in the early days of the Republic, there were interstate tariffs, and they got, I don't recall when or how or why they got struck down, but they got struck down as being unconstitutional.
Well, I'll settle for the controversy. Yeah. I mean, I hear that having external revenue service is a smart idea, according to the stable genius. But the ugly part is I think I've come up with a solution to rescue those, the kidnapped victims in El Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for Ben Affleck to go full circle. Remember his movie Argo? The Americans rescued under the guise of being Canadians in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ben
Affleck. You're talking about the Iranian hostages. Bonnie Sauter, President Bonnie Sauter wrote an op-ed for the Christian Science Monitor objecting to that movie Argo. Yeah, I remember it well.
Okay. Yeah, I know it has its flaws, but at least the events were real. So I say that he pulls a real-life Argo, claiming that he's working on, say, the Accountant 3, about an autistic accountant with the combat skills, and he needs the father of the nonverbal autistic as a special advisor, and he would make the dictator there a producer of the movie, sort of like Mnuchin in the Wonder Woman movies.
You need to be writing novels, David, or screenplays. David, thanks for the call. You definitely should be writing novels or screenplays. 17 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with your calls. Hey, tax accountants, you've heard me talk about Blue Jay, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know how crazy it is this time of year. Well, Blue Jay is the leading generative AI solution, and Blue Jay is the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with the touch of a button. I asked my accountant, Larry, to test it out. He said, Tom, research takes a lot of time, and I'm obsessive about making sure things are done right. Blue Jay has made our firm more efficient by saving us time. It's easy to use. I can't believe the excellent quality of the research responses. What a huge load off my shoulders, end quote. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built from a library of only the most trusted tax resources, updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, save 40% off at BlueJay.com/startnow. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. BlueJay, a generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, you can save. Text my name, Tom, to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Nothing you could say could tear me away from my dog. My dog is Shallow, y'all. Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson. When you adopt a shelter pet, you not only bring joy and love into your home, you also give another animal the chance to experience that special bond. Join me in supporting American Humane Society and their incredible work to help our most vulnerable friends. Together, we can make a real difference. Donate today at AmericanHumane.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can count on your day-to-day remaining calm. You can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automating repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. You never need to upgrade. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. I really love that I can help lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL, Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates, and 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of the ones that stay with them for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code for the free trial is TOM, T-H-O-M.
But we see through that dog and pony show. Behind closed doors, the votes are cast by men who serve the ultra class. They won't face us in the light of day, but we're here and we've got something to say. Hands off our Social Security. This belongs to you and me. We paid in, we earned that right. We won't back down, we're gonna. And now it's our turn. They're gutting offices, slashing staff, making folks wait while they sit back.
23 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Tim in Shelby Township, Michigan. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you doing today?
Good. What's up?
Okay, just a couple things. One, I went to an Indivisible meeting. They're starting a chapter in Macomb, you know.
Hey,
Red McComb.
Congratulations.
And they said that there was like 14, their first meeting, then they had almost two dozen.
Mm-hmm.
Over 80, between 80 and 100 people showed up this past Monday.
Oh, that's marvelous.
Yes. And they're just in the organizational phase, and we're going to go out, spread, and grow. Mm-hmm. One other thing. Why doesn't a congressman or woman, preferably like Senator Warnock, who is an ordained minister, why doesn't he just go up to Mike Johnson and tell him he's going to hell?
Well, somebody, there was a member of Congress, a Democratic member of Congress, who rebuked Mike Johnson in the name of Jesus. He said, "I rebuke you in the name of Jesus," last week. I don't recall who it was, but it was pretty weird.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was a Democrat.
Had to be. Reminding Johnson that for all his do-gooding, he's killing people.
Yeah.
And he's killing the nation.
And so is Musk. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Tim,
yeah,
thank you.
I don't know how religious Musk is.
No, he's not. He's not at all, as far as I can tell. I think the only religion he believes in is spreading his sperm as far and wide as possible, you know, with his little harem that the Wall Street Journal is writing about today. Tim, thanks for the call. Good stuff. Rocco in Chicago. Hey, Rocco, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call. Tom, I don't know, you know, I don't hear all the media out there. But I would like to impress upon people that around this Arrigo Garcia matter, this it is kidnapping.
It is.
It is by statute kidnapping. And it is an impeachable offense. And I'm trying to get the word out to people that this is a moment to impeach Trump.
I agree. You know, it's also a moment to prosecute the people who kidnapped him.
Correct.
The governor, the attorney general of Maryland should be all over this.
And the people in that room with the El Salvadoran president, they are all participants in the process of kidnapping.
Oh, they're all Neville Chamberlains. I mean, they were sitting around giggling and sucking up to a guy who calls himself a dictator. He proudly proclaims he's a dictator.
They are accomplices.
I agree.
Marco Rubio, accomplice.
Yeah.
Pam Bundy, accomplice.
Christy Noem, yep.
You know, yeah, Christy Noem, definitely. Okay? I mean,
you can finish your sentence, Rocco.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now they're trying to kidnap American citizens.
Yes, so, or they're proclaiming that they have the ability to. Yeah, I'm with you. This is criminal stuff. Rocco, thank you very much. I want the Attorney General of Maryland to arrest these people.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
At the very least, the Attorney General of Maryland should be dragging the administration before them to find out the names of the ICE officers who arrested. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit FFRF.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511, because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The weight of the Trump tariffs on the U.S. economy. Fed Chair Jerome Powell telling the Economic Club of Chicago.
The level of tariff increases announced so far is significantly larger than anticipated, and the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth.
President Trump sticking by threats to withhold $2.2 billion in federal funding from Harvard University over alleged anti-Semitic protests on campus. Education Secretary Linda McMahon.
I'm not afraid of the free speech argument at all. Free speech should continue, but hate speech and inciting riots and not peaceful protests is not what can be allowed.
A federal judge says he's found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for violating his orders to turn around planes carrying deportees to El Salvador. High winds, low humidity, bringing critical fire risk warnings, Arizona to Kansas. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Taylor Sheridan and Paramount Plus are proving to be a match made in ratings heaven. Sheridan's 1923 season 2 finale brought in over 14 million viewers, the most ever for the series, as people tuned in to finally see World War I hero and lion hunter Spencer Dutton come to the defense of his family's land. As a result, the show joined Landman and Tulsa King as the top three shows on Paramount Plus. The season 2 finale of 1923 also got 163 million views on social media. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will return for its 17th season in July. In a related story, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for 17 seasons. In the new season, the Patty's Pub gang struggles as they are about to see their beloved bar devoured by corporate America. Admittedly, I completely forgot it was still on the air, but it is currently the longest running live action series. The new season starts July 9th on FX with shows screening on Hulu the next day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A Brewers win today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Tigers 5-1 to take that series 2-1. Jose Quintana gets the win. Last night, it was the Brewers' Quinn Priester. Did he know he had a no-hitter going into the sixth?
Yeah, but I also was kind of aware that the pitch count was up there and likely was going to have to turn the ball over, and fortunately didn't turn the ball over with the zero on the hit column still. Jared came in, dominated, got, you know, saved me that run and saved us that run, and the bullpen just shut it down.
College football, Wisconsin Badgers need a new starting left tackle. Luke Fickell announcing that Kevin Haywood suffered a torn ACL during the team's spring practices last Thursday. He'll be out for the season. NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard is back on the court after missing the past month with a blood clot in his right calf muscle. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's just really skeleton stuff. No contact. He can exert himself more, which is good.
The Bucks face the Pacers Saturday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy and a gusty southeast wind in the overnight as morning lows drop to the lower to middle 40s. Increasing clouds Thursday, showers and storms becoming possible in the afternoon. Breezy highs in the middle 60s. Right now it's 45 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll talk issues that matter to you with State Senator Sarah Kieski and also Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich. Also, the NFL draft of the Packers. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Your complexion and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. So go to Vibrance.com/Tom and save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E. Vibrance. Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Vibrance.com/Tom to get a 37% discount. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Don't obey in advance, don't give them your will. Most of their power comes when you stand still. Defend what you cherish, the courts and the press. Stand with the unions, don't settle for less. Beware the one-party state. Vote while you can before it's too late. Take a stand, take the lead. This is the fight that freedom will need. How to fight tyranny, here's where it starts. With courage and a fire in your heart. Resist their commands, let your voice ring clear. Freedom's a battle, but we hold it dear.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Paul in Chicago. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Good morning.
Hey.
Hi, Tom. I'm a longtime listener, first time caller.
Well, thank you, Paul.
And you're welcome, Tom. And I have a letter that I sent to the Democrat Party. That was back in November by email. I also sent it to Dick Durbin. I also sent it to Tammy Duckworth. I've also sent it to Kamala Harris, and no response, Tom. I think this is the big problem. I think the Democrats are not getting out their message, and I don't think they're listening to their voters right now. And I thought that was a great win in Wisconsin for the state Supreme Court. And taking on a man that had unlimited money, I think the Democrat Party needs to go send a team to Wisconsin and talk to all the different people that were part of that team to get that win and find out how they got that win and take that back and use that across the United States for the Democratic Party so we're successful here in future elections here.
Okay, I get it. Here's What's the problem, Paul. There's no such thing as a Democrat Party. There's literally no such thing. There is no party called the Democrat Party. That is a phrase that was come up with by some whack job back in the 1940s that was wildly popularized by, what's his name? brain fart. Who said the Democratic Party, which is the actual name of the party, Thomas Jefferson named it. The Democratic Party sounds too friendly. People like democracy. So don't call it the Democratic Party. Call it the Democrat Party with an emphasis on the rat. And but your point, I get your point, Paul. And I think that Ben Wickler, who was the head of the Wisconsin Democrats, yeah, this is Eugene McCarthy, or not Eugene, Joe McCarthy, excuse me, in the 1950s. I think that the head of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin is on this stuff. The head of the Democratic Party in Minnesota is now the head of the National Democratic Party. He's a pretty good guy. So I think things are going to get better. Just because you didn't get a response to your letter doesn't mean that the Democrats are not listening to their people. Paul, thanks for the call. Steve in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning and almost good afternoon there, Tom.
Indeed.
Yes. Thanks. I just wanted to follow up. About an hour ago, you were talking about, you know, Trump basically doing Putin's work to destroy America, and that if Putin told him to do all this, or didn't tell him, he couldn't do it any better.
Yep.
I would have to agree totally. It's been pretty obvious that he's closely associated with Putin for many, many years. We discussed this. And what I feel is the problem right now is the American media cannot wrap their heads around this or don't want to, and neither can the American public.
Yep.
They can't believe that an American president could possibly be a Soviet agent or under the thumb of Vladimir Putin. They just can't get their head around it.
Yep.
And until that happens, I think we're just going to be mired in this.
I agree. I agree. I think Trump has been on the side of the Russians since the 80s. They certainly bailed him out over and over and over again in the 90s and the early 2000s. His sons both bragged about it at some length. Whether it's a mutually beneficial relationship or whether Trump is under the thumb of Putin is an open question, but I don't think it matters. I mean, the effect, or whether, as some have theorized, this has nothing to do with Trump being afraid of Putin or owing Putin anything. It's just that Trump wants to be Putin. He wants to be just like him. Putin is his role model. Regardless of what the motivation is, and we may well never know the motivation, Donald Trump is acting as if he was a Russian agent, and he is actively taking steps. He and Elon Musk, who both of them, according to press reports, have been having regular phone conversations with Putin for the last 2 years. These two men are systematically destroying our government and shattering our standing around the world. They've destroyed our soft power by tearing down USAID. China's rushing into that vacuum, particularly in Africa. And it is, they're doing damage that it will take generations to repair, if it can even be repaired. You know, some of these relationships and institutions literally took, you know, a half a century to create, or longer, a century to create. And go ahead.
It's quite mind-blowing, Tom, all of it. And I'm trying to think of anything that he's tried to do that's decent and helpful for the American public in his first 3 months here. I don't see it, and if there is, I can't see it.
No, he says he wants to bring manufacturing back, but he's just doing it completely wrong. He's doing it in a way that's going to harm America rather than help America. And that tells me that it's just a canard. It's just an excuse. He's saying, oh, yeah, I want to bring manufacturing back, so I'm going to do this and this and this. But really, in fact, what he's doing, he's like a kid with a BB gun. He's just, you know, shooting in every direction. He doesn't care who he hits or whose eye gets knocked out. Steve, thanks for the call. Good one. Doug in Beitley, Michigan. Hey, Doug, what's up?
Yes, sir. Well, I sued a corporation, a multi-billion dollar corporation, back in the early 2000s. We wound up settling out of court, but I used the NLRB because I was trying to start a union. Mm-hmm. And the company I was working for, they fired me. And fortunately for me, I knew Owen Beaver's personal pilot. And so he put me in touch with his son, Ken Beaver. And they did an investigation and found that these guys, conspired against me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm worried that with this Doge leak of information, how far back do they keep records?
Oh, forever. Digital records are forever or not is an open question. But, you know, they government agencies typically don't destroy records over time.
And with your infinite wisdom, Tom, do you have any idea what they would use this information for?
Well, it's definitely not infinite. But my guess, and this is just a guess, Elon Musk was being, or SpaceX specifically, was being investigated by the NLRB for violations of labor law. There were apparently, my recollection is, there were people at SpaceX who wanted to unionize, and Musk fired them or made their lives miserable.
Yes.
And they sued, as you did, before the NLRB. And apparently all those investigations have been put on hold or have been ended altogether.
I think if I had to guess as to his motivation, having Doge go in and destroy the NLRB, that would be high on the list. I think that there's a whole lot of self-interest involved here. Elon Musk gets, what, $6, $7 million a day in government contracts. So, you know, that probably has something to do with it. Doug, I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Bill in Boca Raton, Florida. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Fine, thank you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just had a question. I just put you on for a little bit ago, and I heard you talking about the bank bailouts. I'm just wondering why nobody speaks about the bank bailouts in 2008, that the government recovered, not only recovered all the money, they actually made money on the bailouts. The finally, they ended up giving out $630 billion, and they ended up making $121 billion. Why is that never discussed?
I don't know. Frankly, I was unaware of those numbers. I would have to fact check them. I'm not saying that you're wrong. You may well be right. Typically, that is what happens when, you know, it's certainly what happened when Barack Obama bailed out Ford and GM. You know, he put up, as I recall, around $1 billion, and we made back a hell of a lot more. So, you know, it's entirely possible. Bill, thanks for the call. 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars, I'll be right back with your call. Stick around. Native Path Collagen is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen in our cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient collagen, no fillers, no additives, no artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so I can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, etc. Because Native Path Collagen's recipe is a peptides formula, it's absorbed into the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path Collagen has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path Collagen offers really amazing bundle deals only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Tom and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/THOM. Getnativepath.com/Tom.
Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrce.fm/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. In America, personal religious freedoms and beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms. And in legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. That's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. Whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedom. So join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Let folks out in the cold, neoliberal promises all turn to fool's gold. Factory shutdowns go dark, or billionaires cashing high. They bought our silence for decades while the middle class watched it die. Bring it back home, take a stand. It's how we reclaim our land. Jobs, unions, and fair pay too. We're fighting to pull through. Bring it back home, make it right. Reclaim the dream, ignite the fight. They say it's
welcome back, 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Charles in Vancouver. Hey, Charles, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Mr. Hartman, sir, it's a beautiful day in our neck of the woods, for sure.
Indeed.
And I look forward to this Saturday. I'll be wearing my union shirt, and I'll be carrying around my father's shadow box. He was a veteran of World War II in Korea, and I often wish he was around so I could get his take on things. But anyway, I haven't been in on your programs as much as I usually like to. But it's been 10 years and a couple of weeks now since that outrageous scandal in the Obama administration. I don't know if you remember. It was just...
when he wore the tan suit?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a dark day in America.
Two to three days of this media just, you know, slithering over this nonsense.
Yeah.
And so, you know, fast forward to 10 years. And, you know, bypass Marjorie Taylor Greene sitting in the chambers dressed like a stripper. You know, you have a reject from Ringling Brothers name as the name of Kid Rock standing in the Oval Office. It's like, Tom, I just don't know anymore. And I, but you're kind of like a bastion in the desert, you know, and I still reiterate, I tell as many people, you know, you want to listen to a historian and a journalist and a scholar, you know, listen to this guy.
Well, thank you, Charles.
Great to hear from you. Hey, can you imagine? It was just so outrageous.
Yeah, the 10-year anniversary of the tan suit. It's, incredible. Charles, thank you. Thanks for a little levity. I appreciate it. Teresa in Missoula, Montana. Hey, Teresa, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. Excuse me. Yes, those were the days, weren't they? Tan suit
indeed.
Days. I was calling because John Boniface, who I believe has been on your show, I think that's
many
why
times,
I started following him.
Yeah, it's been years, but yes.
Well, Okay. I know in the last couple of days I've heard you mention, you know, about impeaching Trump and that we need an impeachment movement. I don't know, you may be aware of this, but John has a website where he's getting people to sign a petition to impeach Trump. And I believe right now he's got about 250,000 signatures, and obviously we need a lot more than that.
Yeah.
The website is impeachtrumpagain.org.
Okay.
So if people want to do that, I don't know why it's not getting more. You know, he doesn't tweet a lot. I follow him on both That Place and Blue Sky. Mm. And I just am not seeing a lot of information about it. So I thought maybe if your listeners were aware of it, maybe they'd like to sign that.
Okay. Thank you for thanks for the heads up on that, Teresa. John's a good guy. I salute his efforts. Thank you. Andy in Vancouver, Washington. Hey, Andy, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Just wanted to chime in here real quick. Just an FYI, the average cost paid by an employer into unemployment insurance is 6% with a tax deduction for that payment under federal income taxes for 5.4%.
Okay. Thank you.
So they get to write that off on their taxes, not to mention 100% of what they pay their employees is a tax deductible expense as well.
You're right.
And also, the way to fix this problem is to switcheroo back on the legislation in 96 that was the Telecommunications Act. Then they wouldn't be able to build information monopolies.
Oh, yeah. The Telecommunications Act of 96, particularly Section 230, was just a disaster. But I get it. Andy, thank you. Thanks for the details. Robert in Santa Rosa, California. Hey, Robert, we got about a half a minute, a little more than a half a minute here. You got a quick one?
Oh, God. So, hey, I was talking about something about 1960 when gas was 25 cents a gallon.
I remember.
Just to let you know.
I remember.
And but the things in 1960, you know what they were doing? They were trying to get rid of legal Mexicans out of the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
And they used it. And there was a man named Paul Pelosi that was involved up here. He wasn't married to Nancy at that time. But he was up here because the farmers had a problem with their crops. And they needed just people that could be able to take care of it because they had to use some chemicals to get rid of the problem. And to do that, these guys had to go along with these people about getting rid of the people with the green cards.
Interesting. And Robert, I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but fascinating. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It does require all of us to show up. So get out there, get active, tag for it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe. And I'll catch up with you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Hey, it's me, Yaliva. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is...
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Earl Ingram.
Tomorrow on the Earl Ingram Show, we'll be giving a cheerful farewell to Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. It's been an amazing journey, but this is not the end. He'll still be involved in my podcast down the line.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
And from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for if they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water?
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show, moving soon to its new time, weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A federal judge has found probable cause that the Trump administration acted in contempt of court when officials defied his order last month to turn around two planes carrying alleged Venezuelan gang members to El Salvador. This coming as the legal battle escalates over the wrongful deportation of a Maryland to a mega prison in El Salvador. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen has flown there to find out about Kilmer Abrego Garcia's detention.
This is simply about letting him have his day in court. We use the courts to make sure that we don't convict people who are not guilty and that we convict those who are.
But Attorney General Pam Bondi doubling down, saying of Abrego Garcia, he's not coming back to our country. Ford may raise prices on its new vehicles if President Trump's auto tariffs continue, according to a memo sent to dealers on Wednesday. The higher prices will affect cars built starting in May and would likely hit dealerships in July and August. This is ABC News. The New York City Medical Examiner's Office says Gossip Girl actress Michelle